My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know what's interesting, Mike? I'm looking at George Pickens. And if you're a dog fan, you know you follow Pickens at his career there with Georgia. And now he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers. George Pickens last year with inadequate quarterback play had over 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Right.
This is where Drake will be with adequate quarterback play. Where's he going to be with great quarterback play? So that is where you separate, like, the guys that are in the top 20 and you say he's a top 20 receiver. And then you say, okay, he's a difference maker. That, to me, it falls on the shoulders of, again, great quarterback play. And if you look at the guys at the top of this list, all right, and I'm not going in any particular order, but yes, you start talking about their quarterbacks and you start talking about the systems or at least how they throw the football to these guys. And so I think Drake's going to have a great year, man. But yeah, I look at that and I go, Pickens, I think he's, you know, got a bright future. Mm. But remember who was throwing him the ball last year?
Yeah. Guy wearing 2 gloves. Eh. Yeah. So you're going to have now. Here's the thing, though. We're going to get a taste of what, you know, Russell Wilson's all about. I mean, that's our first week. I mean, yeah. How does, you know, now look, Art, yes, I know everyone's, I love these memes guys send us, Arthur Smith is out for revenge. Okay, whatever. You know, I mean, you know he's going to dial up a gadget play. He can't help himself, but he does have a great quarterback in Russell Wilson.
No, that's a convenient narrative.
Come on, Art. Come
he does have, you know, he's got a great run game. I'm more concerned about us protecting Kirk Cousins against their pass rush than I am worried about what Arthur Smith's going to dream up.
I'll say this about the Steeler game specifically is Arthur doesn't have to do a whole lot, Mike. Not from the standpoint like they don't have to move the ball and score, but he doesn't have to do anything because their defense keeps them in games.
I mean, obviously we need to score more points.
I'm talking about the Steelers defense, guys, and that's with or with Casey. I don't know what the situation is going to be there, but that's a championship caliber defense. And so if you're Arthur Smith, you're saying to yourself, I don't have to go out and be forced to score 30 points. I can put up 21 and we'll be in the game. That's how he should feel in every game with the Steelers defense. So I don't know what his approach is going to be. I know he'll be fired up to, you know, play the Falcons and come back because he feels like he should have got another year. And, you know, whether that happened or not, if he had better quarterback play, we'll never know. But I will say this. We have to put the pressure on them by being able to move the football early in that game and put them on their heels. Because, Mike, if we don't, that's going to change the whole way that game is called from Arthur Smith's standpoint because he then is going to play ball control. Well, I'm going to run the football, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have to go out and score. I'm going to run the ball. We're going to move the clock. And we know, guys, with him being here, he's not afraid to run it 14 plays in a row.
Right.
He did it here.
And I know that with the Steelers, and I think Tom was happy to shorten the game, too, and shorten some necks, you know, with that style of
That's
play.
That's exactly right.
You know, it is a Dukes and Bell, guys, with our Falcon Report. We'll get into the Hawks, and we'll get your calls and talk about the moves that were made and how much more is to come. But right now, you know, as I said, you realize, bro, it's like, what, 25th, Chris? When's our first day of camp? Right? We're getting close.
I mean, 24th.
We're
like, 24th.
Yeah, so that's it. So 23 days, and then football will be here. And then we'll be able to report to you, usually live from Hooters up there in Mall of Georgia, and what we saw, and looking forward to seeing Kirk Cousins and these guys. And then as you and I were joking, Chris and I joked around about it on Thursday, Friday, the idea that you may just not get to see Kirk Cousins in, you know, in preseason. You're going to probably see Penix and Heinicke in the preseason games on TV, and you're not going to have the access because when they do those scrimmages with teams, that's going to be closed to the fans.
Yeah, I don't know if it's good or bad. Not for fans, it's bad. I get that. I don't know if it's good or bad for the team because I really think, Mike, there would be a lot of energy at those practices where fans are allowed to come. Now, I think they're going to have one at Mercedes-Benz, and, you know, they do that every year, and fans will be able to attend. But just up there at Flowery every day, you know, especially during, like, the start of camp, there's a lot of energy right now, that the Falcons are getting. And I'm not talking about around the country. I'm just saying here locally, there's a lot of people excited. I keep running into people like, yo, I don't know what the Hawks are doing. I don't know what's going on here. The Braves kind of up and down. Man, I'm excited about the Falcons. That's what I keep getting.
That's what I love about the Falcons. I'm always ready for some positivity, especially on social media. Oh, wait. C-Beck at Young City smells like excuses. Talk about who DJ Moore had throwing him the ball. Players well, make it happen.
Well, that's the guy. Actually, listen, you can say this is why I think the criticism of Justin Fields sometimes is overblown. Does he need to get better? Yes. Does he need to make better reads and release the ball quicker? I've said that the last 2 years. But that's a great example of – was he really as bad, or was the quarterback as bad as we think he was?
Well, I mean, look, I'm only concerned with the Falcons. Desmond Ridder was not ready for prime time.
No.
He just wasn't. And Heinicke, unfortunately, we had higher hopes when he came in, and he was, unfortunately, not much better. He didn't – I'll give you this. I don't know if this is the Arthur Smith offense, because I was – you know, I'd seen enough of Ridder by 4 weeks. By week four, you know, we were arguing about get Ridder out of there. I thought that Heinicke never looked at all like the one he was up in D.C. And is that a byproduct of the offense? Or guys like Pitts just weren't 100%, etc.
I thought the Tennessee game on the road where Heinicke comes in at halftime and guys are turning and looking at us and looking, you know, everybody's looking at each other like, is he coming in for real? And he starts out with some flair, right? Things are popping. And then the game ends the way it does. And if you don't remember, there's a drop ball. We're moving the ball. We may have a chance to score and win the game. And it ends. And from, like, that point on, I just thought Heinicke didn't look or feel the same. He came into that game like, we're about to win, and you felt it. Like, he was throwing the ball well, we were moving the football. And then after that, when the job became his, I don't think it felt the same. That's just where I was with Heinicke.
Right. And on the flip side, on the defensive side of the ball, there was an article today at the Falcons website talking about Grady Jarrett and just everything. Basically, Carl, everything we've come to know and expect from Grady, you know, his entire career here in Atlanta, going back to when he was drafted in 15 out of the fifth round, and just how he's just basically chomping at the bit to get out there and be able to show these young bucks who he drafted what it's all about. And there's, you know how good he is. You know that he's certainly got something left in the tank. But we've talked about wasting Trey's prime time. It's been now, we're going on 7 seasons the Falcons haven't been in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he understands. I think, one, he appreciates what they did. I do. I think Grady wanted help defensively. He wanted to be, you know, get some guys that were more athletic and bigger and all the things that we talked about, and they did that. Can any of these guys really play? We're about to find out about the physicality of that once camp gets underway. But, Mike, they are all movable in the sense of, if I want to move a guy inside, outside, I want to use him on the edge, or I want him to do certain things in the pass rush, you can do that with all these guys. And I think Grady's excited about that aspect of it. When's the last time Grady looked up and he had this kind of potential talent on the D-line around him?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.